This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Urzazi welcoming you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016 day 15. اليوم إن شاء الله تعالى سوف يكون موضوعنا حول رمضان والتقوى إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى، حيث يقول سبحانه وتعالى كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. فما معنى تقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى؟ يقال أن التقوى هو الخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. Today إن شاء الله تعالى we'll talk about تقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى, consciousness, the fear of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, which in fact it's something that Ramadan teaches us. رمضان يعلمنا تقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى. As Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, صيام has been prescribed upon you as it has been prescribed on people before you, so that you may attain تقوى, so that you may attain piety, righteousness. And تقوى, as it's been explained by علي رضي الله عنه and some other scholars, التقوى is that you fear Allah سبحانه وتعالى, that you bring that life or self-consciousness about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, نُنَجِّهِ مِنَ النَّارِ, وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا, أي في جهنم, جِثِيًّا. فالتقوى هو السبيل إلى النجاح. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then that day we shall save الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, we shall save those who have taqwa. وَنَظَرُوا, and we shall leave in it, يعني in jahannam, those wrongdoers فيها جثية. So the way to salvation is taqwa. The way to salvation is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who fear the day مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, يعني they're conscious about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about that day that they're going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who prohibit their souls to follow their mere desires, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. What will be their final abode? Al-Jannah. Again, one more time, the salvation is taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ramadan teaches us taqwa. Ramadan teaches us piety. Because you're fasting and you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember, when you're alone in a time of solitude, you know that Allah is watching you subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. الخلوة لما تكون وحدك في خلوتك ممكن سهل بالنسبة إليك أن تعصي الله سبحانه وتعالى, ولكن اعلم أنه راقبك الرقيب, أنه البصير, أنه السميع يسمعك. When you're alone, Remember, if you're about to commit a ma'asiyah, you know, following your mere desires, remember that Allah al-Sami' is listening to you, and Allah al-Basir is watching you, Allah al-Raqib subhanahu wa ta'ala watching you subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something again that we learn in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to acquire this beautiful notion of taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تستحي من الناس ولا تستحي من الله والله ينظر إليك. You're shy of people, but you're not shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's watching you. So remember to take this with you inshaAllah ta'ala, not only Ramadan, but after Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us all to practice and to convey. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. Until another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, I say السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.